أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم أجمعين. وأخرج أيضا أبو نعيم عن عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنهما أنه سمع رجلا يقول: أين الزاهدون في الدنيا والراغبون في الآخرة؟ فأراه قبر النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأبي بكر وعمر رضي الله عنهما، فقال: عن هؤلاء تسألوا؟ كذا في الحلية. أبو نعيم narrates that somebody once asked سيدنا عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، أحد العباد الأربعة. There are four Abdullahs who carried the knowledge of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the traditions of Islam from amongst the junior levels of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, when all the elders had passed away. It was a very different time. During the time of the elders, Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Uthman, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhum, there was a fair degree of order. As you see, during the last of the reign of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, that there's chaos starts to ensue, but still the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they control the state. The junior Sahaba, the ones that were teenagers or in their 20s when the Prophet ﷺ passed away, a large portion of their life afterwards was spent under the rule of other people, some of whom were not the greatest of Muslims in the world and some of whom were outright corrupt people. And so what happens is that you see there's a hikmah in all of these things as well. One of the hikmahs in the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum losing rule was that now they no longer are commanders and governors and judges. Rather, what happens is that other people take all these government positions, and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that are still alive, because they still have spiritual authority amongst people, they will spend most of their time teaching and learning. And if they didn't do that, then it's, you know, quite possible that a large amount of the knowledge of Islam would have been lost to posterity. So for that reason, you see these four Abdullahs, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr bin As radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is a little bit older than the other three. He accepted Islam in Makkah Mukarramah. He's an adult, albeit a very young one when he accepted Islam. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma and Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. These four, Abadullah Arba'a, all of whom their fathers were also Muslims, they live a long life and they narrate a great number of hadiths. And so they're seen as authorities, they're seen as mashayikh of the qawm, even though they're not politically in power when they get older. And so somebody asked Sayyidina Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who are the people who are the ones who turn away from the dunya and the people who have rahba in the akhirah? They have longing and desire for the akhirah. And so he points in Medina Munawwara, he points to the grave of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then to the grave of Sayyidina Abu Bakr, and then to the grave of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma. And in their being together in that place is the hand of providence. It's a sign from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the rank of these three companions, that they were together in this world and they're together in death as well, and they'll be together in the akhirah as well. And it's something that we can take benefit from and learn from. Sallallahu ta'ala Rasulihi Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi sallam ajma'in.